Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Can you help a nigga out and just stop this? Please?
I need to know what you guys would have done in the circumstance. They always say like you'll meet the person that you want to start dating or the person that you're with doing things that you love, whether it's going to the coffee shop, the gym, just your everyday activities, whatever. So today I go,
I don't want to hear that shit.
Went to the coffee shop, and the second I walk in, I see the most beautiful man, just like gorgeous features, brown hair.
And that's what it's about. Brown hair, gorgeous features, incredibly tall. It's not about y'all having things in common. It's not about your chakras aligning. It's about him being gorgeous. And that's why you're still single. Because gorgeous men don't give a fuck if you gorgeous. Because they fuck gorgeous girls all the time. You're no big deal.
I just want to have sex one more time.
Leave my house. Leave my house. I'm not having sex with you. Leave my house.
Why do you hate me?
Leave my house.
Why do you hate me? He was gorgeous. He was 6'3".
Oh,
he's
gosh.
Been an engineer at Apple for 11 years and 39. He was way out of my league. And he did not ask for my number at the end of it.
Now, if you would leverage your looks with an average man, now that would get you far. That guy would probably build a house for you. But you trying to pull gorgeous guys and leverage your looks, it just ain't gonna work the same. You're just another bitch to him. What don't you get?
You are so my type to a T. Very business-esque energy to him, too. And I'm like, yeah, that's definitely my type. He's sitting across the cafe. I'm like, I should make some eye contact with him. Let him know there's a vibe here. But didn't end up like looking up for my computer or whatever. So I'm like, I'll just have no earbuds in so I look approachable because I've been told I don't look approachable. So I'm trying to do everything I can to make myself.
They don't want to do anything. They want the top tier man on the planet, but they just want to take some earphones out to get them. It don't work like that. They're so used to having things thrown at them. They don't even know the concept of working for something or going through some adversity to get what you want or something. Oh, I took my earphones out. So he should just know. No. Once again, you're just another bitch.
She looks like every other bitch. Like, am I wrong? She looks like every other bitch. Like.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely my type. I hate when they say that. That's every woman's type. A tall, handsome man in a business suit? You gotta be kidding me. You're so different because that's your type. This is why ugly fat women keep a husband. And pretty skinny women with nice bodies stay single on TikTok complaining. Fat ugly women are realistic and they appreciate shit.
Approachable this man. He ends up walking over and sitting right next to me. And how it's set up in this coffee shop is there's like one long booth and then a table in front of yourself and then a chair on the other side of you. So he's sitting right next to me in this booth. And I'm like, perfect opportunity. So I'm patiently waiting for him to like spark up a conversation. But like, what would he have said? And I was too nervous to be bold and be like, hey, you're really hot. My name's Lauren. Here's my number. But like, I could have done that, but like, that's a little too ballsy of me.
Pathetic.
And like, I wanted him to just show a little confidence and maybe like pursue a little bit. Cause I think that's the most attractive thing in a guy. But I'm like, the fact that he got up and sat right next to me, he didn't even have to like charge his computer or anything. Cause he didn't reach out to grab a charger. Cause I'm like, oh wait, why did he?
Guess what? He don't gotta be ballsy. Cause I'm sure he has plenty of women who do have the courage to talk to him. And he might not be looking for any more on his roster. He might be booked up. See, having a lot of women can get stressful, trying to juggle all these dingbats. Men like that don't have to put in effort when it comes to women. They really don't. So all your standards that you think you can have because you're kind of attractive, they don't apply to these guys.
Move across and sit next to me. So that made me a little curious. So anyways, bummer, to make a long story short, we didn't end up having any conversation and he got up probably like, I don't know, 30 minutes later or something.
What's the point?
But yeah, he totally distracted me from my work because I was like, I just want to kiss you on the lips. You are gorgeous, honey. But yeah, if you were sitting at Shortwave Coffee today next to me, you should have shot your shot.
Doing drugs stop you from living up to your potential. It holds you back.
No, he shouldn't have shot his shot. If he wanted to shoot his shot, he would have. Why do you think he's even looking at this TikTok? See, they obsess over guys who they never even had anything with. This guy doesn't know you exist. She'll ignore the 20 guys in her friend zone who are going out of their way to try to make something happen with her to make TikToks and videos about a guy who doesn't know she lives on the planet, even though he sat next to her. Let that sink in for a minute.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
I will never understand how people are chronically in relationships. I just don't understand how you can find multiple people that you want to date. Because my picky ass over here has not found one singular man in 23 years that I want to be with. So, like, how girls are finding men back to back blows my mind.
Don't everybody believe in Google?
I wonder, do women think this is a flex to say, oh, I'm so picky and I haven't found one single guy in 23 years that I would want to date? It just makes you sound stupid and delusional. And everybody knows that you're not anything special. Just based on what you're saying. Like, you can't be intelligent. You're not supermodel good looking. So, we all know where this is headed. And it's failure. This should be embarrassing to get on the internet and talk about. But self-awareness has never been women's strong point. I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head. Hey folks, you tired of hearing this stupid advertisement? You can get access to all my videos ad-free by subscribing to Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month. And for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you could join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You also get access to over 70 archived exclusive videos, as well as 2 weekly exclusive videos. Not to mention you get access to videos at least one day early.
Or, here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the f*** up.
Like, am I missing something? I had a friend that was in a relationship for 5 years and they broke up. And I was like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry, but this will be so fun. Like, and she's like, oh no, like, I actually met someone new.
Uh-huh. See, they love it when their friends break up with their boyfriends so they can have somebody to be miserable with. She was literally celebrating in a mirror in her bathroom alone when she heard her friend broke up with her boyfriend. And she just ripped her heart out of her chest when she said, no, I had somebody, you know, on the back burner, which most women do. It don't take women long to recover from a breakup because they already got a guy they was talking to in case you acted up.
I was meant to go on a Hinge date, but I blocked him before I met him. So I've been speaking to this person for quite a short amount of time, but I'm really tight on time at the minute. I've been away a lot this month. So I said the only time I'm actually free is this evening. So I thought, you know, I could come into London, we could meet for a drink. Like, that's obviously all I'm doing on a first date. I don't know who's doing more than that on the first date, but get your priorities straight. So he was all, yeah, that's perfect. So having a bit more chit-chat leading up to, obviously, me, like, starting to get ready at this point to, yeah, go into London. And then he goes and ruins it all by saying something stupid like, if it's too late for you to travel back by yourself, you can always stay at mine.
My nigga.
Look, they're just trying to hit some skins. They don't see you as special. They're not looking for a long-term relationship. You're just their Tuesday F, potential F. The type of guys who are going to be gentlemen, the type of guys who would wait before they even make any hint towards, you know, having bedroom fun, you're not going to be interested in them. So this is your future, and you look a little older. So you've been going through this runaround for at least, you know, 15 years. You're in your 30s. Gotta be. She's acting nonchalant about, you know, what happened, but she's really crushed. Because this is the 6,232nd time. And she don't know how much more she could take. That's really what she's feeling.
So that's instant ick, obviously. But I thought, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He might actually just be a gentleman. I said, haha, no, honestly, that's okay. You know, I'll go back no matter what time, even if it means I have to get an Uber back from Central to my house, which I have done plenty of times.
Look at her. She's still running off at tomorrow.
And I'd also said, besides, not on the first date. Which, it took him about 20 minutes to reply. He was obviously thinking about how to bring this up. He said, okay, then that's fine. But if we do get on and we like each other, would you stay at mine? As if it's nothing to do about me getting home safe at this point. It's, am I going to get laid or not?
That was the only value that she had in it. That's why.
I'm already contemplating my life choices here. And I'm like, I'm not meeting this person. So I said again, that isn't something I would be doing on the first date. But yeah, he's gone ahead and not replied to that because he is not getting the first date lay he thought he was guaranteed. I thought there's no way I ever even want this person to pop up again and be like, hey, how are you? Fancy a drink? No, go away, you freak.
How do you lack so much self-awareness that you don't see how stupid all of this is?
You're childish and you're really annoying. And that guy made a great decision. But honestly, you weren't even worth having a one-night stand with.
That's the understatement of the year.
I don't post Instagram stories for you. I post them for me, so I could rewatch them 1,000 times for 24 hours. I don't care who's seen it. I watch them, and that's all that matters.
Stop the cat.
Lies, lies, lies. Their whole life is a lie. It's such a big part of their identity to lie. The visual lie with makeup, filters, you know, how they manipulate their body with different clothing for things to look bigger and slimmer. It's just, I can't imagine living a facade every day that I wake up. It seems like a miserable existence of fakeness.
Genuine question, are the UK men not embarrassed, or actually men of the West? Aren't you so embarrassed that women are now moving to the Middle East to find better men? Middle Eastern men are actually stunting on the men in the West.
I don't care.
Like, we are moving across the world to find better men because you men are just such princesses and we can't deal with it anymore. You have no sense of providing. And this isn't about being a gold digger. Like, I buy everything on myself and I'm happy to do that. But this is about more than that. This is about you guys actually being men. Like,
shut the fuck up in 2020.
Look, we don't care about you. We find you obnoxious to be around. We don't want to provide for you. It's a bad deal. It probably always was a bad deal. You're just going to nag us into oblivion. You're just going to drive us crazy. You're just going to try to suppress our dreams. You're just going to try to make us your, you know, slave worker. We're just going to be a workhorse for you. It just doesn't sound appealing. Go anywhere, just anything but being around us. We don't want to be in a relationship with you. At best, we want to use you for 10 minutes. It's not a loss. Please go to another country. With your stupid long ghetto nails.
Little princesses. Crazy to me. Have a think about it. Maybe change. No. My advice has changed.
No.
Learn a thing or two from the Middle Eastern man.
Are the Middle Eastern men going crazy for tatted up, you know, slutty dressed women these days? That's new to me. Hey, good luck over there. I'm sure everything will work out. Because you're not mentally ill at all.
Shit. Shit.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.